Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again as we go into a year in the Word. We must, each and every one of us, be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. What a perfect way for us to be consistent and being Bible readers is to go through the Word in a year. Amen. Habits are formed within about 21 days, and we have already reached that pinnacle where we should have formed this habit in reading the Word, formed this habit in going before the Lord in prayer. Amen. And seeking His face to understand what His Word is saying for us, even in this very hour of time. We are watching biblical prophecy come to life in our generation. We're watching the signs of the judgment being unrolled before our eyes. We're watching those things that Jesus said Himself in the Word. Amen. Coming across the news. We're watching it on the news. We're seeing it. We're hearing it on the radio. We're seeing the devastation in other nations. And we're watching as morals are decaying in our own nation. This is truly a time to seek God Almighty, to seek Jesus Christ. Amen. So that we will not be lost, so that our morals won't fall, so that we understand what the standard is. The standard has never been evil. It has always been good. The standard has always been holiness. It's always been godliness. It has always been truth. Don't be fooled. The standard is within the pages of the Word of God. Amen. Welcome again to A Year in the Word, and thank you for being with me as we continue in this through the Word. Today, we are reading from Job chapters 13 and 14. Amen. I won't be before you too long on today. We just have the two chapters, and we'll be done. Amen. And you can go on with your day. I mean, having the knowledge that you have heard the Word of God, you've read along. Amen. And you have joined me in prayer as we go forth. Amen. Even before we begin reading. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we give you glory, oh God, and we give you praise, for truly, Lord God, you are faithful, and we give you glory, oh God. You are true, and we give you glory, oh God. You are love, oh my God, and we give you glory, oh Lord, for the standard of holiness that is yet before us. We glorify the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace, your unmerited favor that is upon each and every one of us, that keeps us, that blesses us, that supports us, that loves us, amen, that provides for us. Lord, we give you glory on today. We thank you, Lord God, for that you're doing in the midst of each and every life of those that are listening. We give glory to you, oh God, for the healing that is being formed even right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Open our minds and our hearts as we go forth in your word on today. Oh, Lord, illuminate it before us, Lord. Open our eyes that we might see and our ears that we might hear that the Spirit is speaking even right now. Lord God, open it up wide to us so that we not only get knowledge, Lord God, and wisdom, but that we get understanding. Because with all our getting, we ought to be getting understanding. Help us to understand your will and your way, Lord God, and lead and guide us as we continue on the way. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We are reading from Job chapters 13 and 14. Amen. And I'm coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And we will begin reading in just a second here. Amen. Job 13 and 14, the New King James Version of the Word of God. And it reads, "Behold, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you, but I would speak the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But you forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians. Oh, that you would be silent, and it would be your wisdom. Now hear my reasoning and heed the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him? Will you show partiality for him? Will you contend for God? Will it be well when he searches you out? Or can you mock him as one mocks a man? He will surely rebuke you if you secretly show partiality. Will not his excellence make you afraid and the dread of him fall upon you? Your platitudes are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Hold your peace with me and let me speak. Then let come on me what may. Why do I take my flesh and my teeth and put my life in my hands? Slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite could not come before him. Listen carefully to my speech and to my declaration with your ears. See now, I have prepared my case. I know that I shall be vindicated. Who is he who will contend with me? If now I hold my tongue, I perish. Only two things do not do to me. Then I will not hide myself from you. Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not the dread of you make me afraid. Then call, and I will answer, or let me speak, then you respond to me. How many are my iniquities? Let me know my transgression and my sin. Why do you hide your face and regard me as your enemy? Will you frighten a leaf driven to and fro? And will you pursue dry stubble? For you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. You put my feet in the stocks and watch closely all my paths. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. Man decays like a rotten thing, like a garment that is moth-eaten. Man who is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. And do you open your eyes on such one and bring me to judgment with yourself? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No one. His days are determined. The number of his months is with you. You have appointed his limit so that he cannot pass. Look away from him that he may rest, till like a hired man he finishes his day. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoots will not cease. Though its roots may grow old in the earth, and its stump may die in the earth, yet at the scent of water it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. But man dies and is laid away. Indeed, he breathes his last, and where is he? As water disappears from the sea and a river becomes parched and dried up, so man lies down and does not rise. Till the heavens are no more, they will not awake nor be roused from their sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in the grave, that you would conceal me until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a time and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my hard service I will wait till my change comes. You shall call and I will answer. You shall desire the work of your hands. For now you number my steps and do not watch over my sin. My transgression is sealed up in a bag and you cover my iniquity. But as a mountain falls and crumbles away, and as a rock is moved from its place, as water wears away stones, and as torrents wash away the soil of the earth, so you destroy the hope of man. You prevail forever against him, and he passes on. You change his countenance and send him away. His sons come to honor and does not know it. They are brought low, and he does not perceive it. But his flesh will be in pain over it. Soul will mourn over it. I have read and you have heard from Job chapters 13 and 14. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's tears and most of all, the doers of his word and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Amen. Today was a short day. I hope you have a wonderful Friday and end your day. Amen. Giving God glory, giving him praise, and giving him honor. He is so worthy. No matter what is going on in your life right now, God is moving. He is in the background fixing things on your behalf, upseeding roots that have been deeply rooted. He is moving them and making the way so that you can reap of his abundance. Move in the presence of the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We give glory to God and we give him honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, our glory. Amen. He is our shield on today, the lifter of our head. If your head is down, amen, I'm praying in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God overshadow you right now and lift up your head. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? He is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the one, amen, that will vindicate each and every one of us. He is the one that does battle on our behalf. He is the one that heals our wounds. He is the one, glory to God, that came down through 40 and two generations and gave himself for each and every one of us. We are loved with an everlasting love. Say yes to the Lord on today. If you have not already, his name is Jesus, and salvation is not in any other. No matter what the name is you have heard, no matter what you have been told in the past, there is no other name whereby we must be saved. But his name is Jesus. And whoever calls on his name, and I mean meaning it from the depths of your being, you will be saved. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. The Spirit of the Lord will come in that hour. Hallelujah. And he will up with you. Amen. He will make his abode with you. He's waiting for you to invite him in. Say yes to the Lord on today. There's healing in his hands. There's peace in his hands. And he is waiting to give you of his abundance. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. I hope you'll continue with me as we continue in a year in the Word. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow, and we will be in the book of Isaiah. Amen. Chapters 34 through 39. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Until next time. Amen.